I told Jens I don't got no more time for any more podcasts. Well,
this one's only 10 minutes.
Oh, well, I can do 10 minutes.
It's the Handy Dandy 10 Minute Sports Podcast with Jim Shear, and it all starts now.
Super Bowl Sunday happening this Sunday when the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. And you know what? Let's strike up some NFL Films music. There we go. The 50th installment of the Super Bowl is a perfect excuse to dust off the 10 Minute Sports Podcast. And in this 10 minutes, I'm going to give you a lot of useless Super Bowl information. But you know what? It's all good because over the last 2 weeks, I've heard a ton of useless Super Bowl information from sites more reputable than this one, the Handy Dandy 10 Minute Sports Podcast. Now, on Sunday, I'm going to be watching. I'm sure there's a good chance you're going to be watching. And there's a very good chance that the Super Bowl will be the most watched show in the history of American television. Now, growing up, you may remember that the number one show for many years was the series finale of MASH. That ain't even on the list anymore. The top five most watched shows in American television history are the Super Bowl, and I think it goes even beyond that. So let me give you the top five most watched shows in the history of American television. Number one, Super Bowl 49. That happened last year when the Seattle Seahawks lost in heartbreaking fashion to the New England Patriots. Number two on the list, Super Bowl 48. That's when the Seattle Seahawks crushed the Denver Broncos at MetLife Stadium in the New York City area, the first cold weather Super Bowl. It was a very cold winter, but oddly enough, that was the one day of the entire winter where it wasn't cold. God must love football. Number three, Super Bowl 46. That's when the New York Giants beat the New England Patriots for a second time. Number four on the list, the Baltimore Ravens defeating the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 47. And the number five most watched TV program in American history, Green Bay Packers defeating, don't say it, the Pittsburgh Steelers in Super Bowl 45. So I want to let all of you know that I have not missed a Super Bowl in 27 years. Now, my Super Bowl history goes beyond that. The first Super Bowl I watched was Super Bowl 14, when the Pittsburgh Steelers took on the Los Angeles Rams. My dad and I were watching it in front of our black and white television, and I don't remember the Steelers winning because I fell asleep. I was only 5 years old. But let's go back to the last Super Bowl I missed. It was Super Bowl 16, when the San Francisco 49ers defeated the Cincinnati Bengals. Why didn't I watch that Super Bowl? I was at a church function. I was in the Christian version of the Boy Scouts, and I think you build up to a Buckaroo and Pioneer, but at that point in time, I was in the Straight Arrows. I love that name. I was in the Straight Arrows, and when I was in that meeting, I thought to myself, I'm missing the Super Bowl. The 49ers and Bengals are playing right now. So I'm happy to say I have not missed a Super Bowl since. I've been to church since, I just haven't been to church on the evening of Super Bowl Sunday. And right now, I've got a stupid stat for you.
Stupid stats!
And let's go back to that Super Bowl. Bengals versus 49ers, Super Bowl 16. Did you know that was one of only four Super Bowls where two first-time Super Bowl teams played each other? The first time was obviously Super Bowl I, when the Green Bay Packers defeated the Kansas City Chiefs. The second one was Super Bowl III, when the New York Jets beat the Baltimore Colts. Joe Namath won one for the city of New York and the AFL. Third time was Super Bowl 16, when the 49ers beat the Bengals. And the last time it happened, 30 years ago, when the Chicago Bears defeated the New England Patriots. And it could happen again, but it's very unlikely. The Browns, Jaguars, or Houston Texans would have to play the Detroit Lions. Sounds laughable now, but maybe in 5 years it could happen. But the chances of that happening, very slim. And would you like another stupid stat?
Stupid stats!
I'm glad you said yes. Did you know that in the history of the Super Bowl, speaking of four, there have only been four animal versus animal Super Bowls. You ready? In the first one, it took 33 years to happen. In Super Bowl 33, the Denver Broncos took on the Atlanta Falcons, and they defeated them. The next time it happened was Super Bowl 41, when the Colts took on the Bears. The third time it happened, Super Bowl 48, when the Seahawks crushed the Broncos, as I mentioned earlier. And the fourth time will be this Sunday, when the Broncos take on the Panthers. And I was trying to create these stupid stats to give Broncos fans some hope. And if you look at the animal versus animal stat, the AFC is 2-1. The Broncos are 1-1. Peyton Manning is 1-1. And it's crazy to think, but Peyton Manning has been in three out of the four animal versus animal Super Bowls. That's a stupid stat for you. Another stupid stat. Well, this one isn't that stupid. I've heard this on some sports shows. If the Carolina Panthers win on Sunday, they will be one of only four teams. What's with these four stats? I shouldn't call them stupid stats. I should call them stats of four. But the Panthers will be one of only four teams to win 18 games in an NFL season. Can you name the four, including the Panthers, even though they haven't won yet? But let's say hypothetically the Panthers win. So they would be one. Chicago Bears, 85 Bears. They only lost one game. You know what? I have it written down somewhere, but I believe it was the 84 49ers. They only lost one game, and then they beat the Dolphins in the Super Bowl. And this is almost a trick question. The Patriots. They won 18 games, but they didn't win the Super Bowl because they were defeated by the Giants. There you go. I don't know if you guys are into uniforms. I am. But every year, the NFL designates a home team for the Super Bowl, and it rotates yearly between the AFC and NFC. So this year, the Broncos are the home team, which means they get to wear their home orange jerseys. But they said, oh, no. We don't want to wear our orange jerseys. We choose to wear our white jerseys. And they said they want to wear their white jerseys because they have never won a Super Bowl in an orange jersey. Sounds kind of superstitious, but maybe, just maybe, they're playing head games. Because that means the Carolina Panthers can't wear their white jerseys, and the Carolina Panthers wear their white jerseys at home, where they have steamrolled competition all year long, including the playoffs. So maybe when the Panthers come out of that tunnel and they're wearing black jerseys, it messes with their heads. Messes with the mojo of the Carolina Panthers. We shall see. Did you know that, you probably know this, but there's no Roman numeral this year. It's Super Bowl 50-50. The NFL did that because the Roman numeral for 50 is L. I guess Super Bowl L doesn't have a nice zip to it. And I don't know if this is true because I wasn't alive, but I heard that the first time the NFL used Roman numerals was during Super Bowl 5. And you may go on Google right now and you might see some old Super Bowl logos, but those were retroactively made. First Super Bowl wasn't even called the Super Bowl. The second Super Bowl wasn't called the Super Bowl. It was called the World Championship between the NFL and AFL. The first time the term Super Bowl was used was during Super Bowl III. And if you look at the old Super Bowl III program, ain't no Roman numeral on there, so maybe whatever I read was correct. The first time the Super Bowl used Roman numerals was Roman numeral 5. Next year, there will be Roman numerals. In Houston, it will be Super Bowl 51, Super Bowl LI. Too bad they're not playing the Super Bowl in Long Island. So before this 10-minute sports podcast comes to an end, just reminding you, kickoff should happen around 6:30 on Sunday. Lady Gaga is doing the national anthem. Coldplay will be performing at halftime. Who do I want to win? Hate the Denver Broncos, man. They have beaten my Pittsburgh Steelers more than any other team in the playoffs. They've eliminated us 5 times. I've also got family in Cleveland, and you know what the Broncos have done to the Browns. So I am pulling for the Carolina Panthers. Until next time, my name is Jim Shear, and I will see yens later.